I'm Mike and Scott, and this is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. You can find our podcast on iTunes. It seems like news about the mosquito-spread Zika virus plaguing Central and South America is multiplying perhaps faster than the virus itself. President Obama has announced that he will ask for $1.8 billion to fight Zika in this country and abroad and to pursue a vaccine, but simultaneously he urged people not to panic. And that's been the general message: be cautious, be informed, don't overreact. But now, some are calling for drastic moves regarding the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. NYU medical ethicist Art Kaplan just wrote an editorial on this issue, and he joins us now. Art, why are you calling for the Olympics to be canceled?
Well, first, I don't want to call them off forever. I just want to postpone them till a time when we have a handle on the Zika outbreak. So right now, there's health risk to women who either are pregnant or might get pregnant or might unknowingly be pregnant if they go down there. There seems to be a pretty lock-solid problem of birth defects associated with Zika in pregnant women. We also know that there are dangers in bringing everybody together there in terms of spreading the disease back out through men and women going home all around the world. We don't have a vaccine yet. We could get one, perhaps, if we waited a year on the Olympics. And we need a good diagnostic test. People hear that there is a test, and there is, but it's slow. It has to go to a central lab. We don't have a quick test to tell you if you're infected or not. And we still don't know one other important fact. How long does the virus linger in human sperm? We don't know. You hear 28 days, and that's been true for other viruses, but we really don't know yet what the story is with this virus.
Explain how the virus spreads other than through mosquitoes.
So the primary route is through mosquitoes to transmit. And by the way, the main challenge there is getting rid of standing water. That's not so easy because these things like to breed in bottle caps. It doesn't take a whole lot of water to produce millions of mosquitoes. So you got to clean up all your trash. That's where the standing water is. In addition, there's sexual transmission. So men can give it to women. Women can give it to their partners, and there appears to be the possibility of blood transfusion transmission. So if a donor gets into the blood supply, that blood could carry the virus and go out to recipients.
Do you think this country is getting ready to deal with a potential outbreak?
Well, I think we're going to get spared the bulk of an outbreak here in terms of the mosquitoes because they don't really like the cold. So I think the south of the United States will have to double its mosquito control, but we're not bad at that. We do better than many of the Central and South American Caribbean places where the mosquitoes are sadly more rampant. I think we can also handle the transmission issue by making sure that people know the public health steps, using condoms, stay abstinent if you're infected. We can get that message out. So I think we can gear up. We can do a pretty good job controlling the epidemic here.
So to get back to the Olympics, you're advocating that they'll be moved back?
Yeah, I would say wait a year, wait 9 months. A couple of things will have happened by then. One is you can get effective mosquito control, get rid of the garbage, get rid of the places where mosquitoes lurk, spray the houses. It's going to be tough to do between now and August in terms of Brazil trying to finish the venues for the Olympics, trying to clean the sewage out of the water sports, which they still haven't done, getting ready for terrorism, and now they get this thing. So that's asking a lot of any country, but a country that's really in the economic doldrums right now. So buy some time. I know it's inconvenient to sort of rebook the hotels and redo the airlines, but again, if they're in the middle of this epidemic and it's still bad when the Olympics comes around, I think people aren't going to go. And sadly, the coverage they're going to get is Brazil and Zika. It's not going to be Brazil and the Olympics. So their benefit in terms of tourism and showing off the country, I don't think is going to be there.
What's the reaction you've gotten to the editorial that you've published on this topic?
Huge. Enormous reaction. IOC, the International Olympic Committee, basically responded to our editorial and said, we're not stopping the Olympics. Forget it. The Brazilian government, both the health minister and the president, have been responding, saying we don't want to postpone, we don't want to cancel, we think we can handle this, we're going ahead. But it's also clear that athletes themselves are starting to think, do I really want to go? And I think there is support, at least as we can see it from social media and the thousands and thousands of responses we're getting for people to say postponing seems prudent.
And Art, have the Olympics ever been postponed or moved or canceled? I don't remember.
Well, it's taken world wars to cancel them, and that's happened very infrequently. So we have money at issue. We have national pride on the table. I don't think anybody could argue that if we didn't have money and national pride on the table, we'd get a postponement because public health prudence would dictate that. So we'll see.
And Brazil's pride is already bruised from the World Cup, eh?
I think they are bruised from the World Cup. And, you know, sadly, they've inherited a lot of stadiums that they thought they ultimately would make use of after the event, not happening.
Art, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Art Kaplan heads the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU.